1.
Fall in Kentucky was probably my favorite season. The fall foliage created a cozy picture that no artist could ever capture on film or in a painting. The brilliant red hues of the red maples stood proud and tall next to the spectacular yellow and orange leaves of the sugar maples. But the sweet gum trees that lined the exterior of the Happy Trails campground were definitely among my favorites. The sweet gum was a show-off with its rich wine-colored yellows, oranges, reds, and purples, creating the perfect autumn atmosphere for all my guests at Happy Trails campground. "They are going to love the bungalows," I sighed and brought the cup of steaming coffee to my lips. The communal campfire roared and warmed me from the early morning chill, which would soon burn up in the brilliant sunny day forecasted for Normal, Kentucky, our little slice of heaven located in the Daniel Boone National Forest.
"They are going to be partying up more than enjoying the scenery."
Dottie Swaggart was always the cynical one of my little group of friends. She sat in the chair next to me. Her coffee was getting cold, but the cigarette dangling from the corner of her lip was lit up.
"Bridal parties have one thing in mind,"
Dottie said through the smoke. With her hands, she removed the pink sponge curlers from her hair. I watched in amazement. I could never figure out how she could smoke and do her hair all at the same time. She put the curlers in a drawstring bag nestled in her lap.
"Getting drunk,"
she finished, and then ran her hands through her short red hair. The finished product was a loose strand around her head, her usual look. "Maybe not," I shrugged and took the last drink from my mug.
"Fill her up?"
Henry Bryan held up the stainless steel coffee pot that had been hanging over the campfire. "Yes." I held my cup out to Henry and watched as my handyman of Happy Trails carefully filled up my mug. "Thank you," I said to him, and met with his signature wide smile that made his already big nose spread across his face, exposing his two front teeth.
"You're welcome, Maybelline,"
he giggled when he said my name like my family did, which sometimes drove me crazy. May was how I preferred people to refer to me. Mae West was my name, and I was nothing like the actress. It just so happened I was married to Paul West. Yes, the Paul West, who had been convicted for a Ponzi scheme, bankrupting celebrities and nearly half of America. His criminal ways weren't limited to just the rich and famous. He also took money from the citizens of Normal and me. My lifestyle dramatically changed when all my assets were seized. All but this campground, which wasn't much of a campground when I showed up, and a beat-up camper van, which I fixed up and currently lived in. Fast forward to today. Paul West was murdered, and not by my hands, though I did fantasize about it. The Happy Trails campground was a thriving part of the Daniel Boone National Forest, and we were about to have one of the biggest weekends we'd ever hosted. Honk, honk. The first few honks led to a long honk that didn't stop until the huge RV stopped right in front of the office and a pile of girls fell out.
"I figure that's the bride."
Dottie's right brow cocked when the girl in the white veil was the last to get out of the camper.
"Or the sash."
The woman waved as if she were the Queen of England as she walked out of the RV. Her blonde hair hung perfectly straight and was cut at the perfect angle. She had the kind of cut you'd get at a very fancy salon, not like cuticles in town. I should know. I used to go only to those upscale salons, and I couldn't help but gaze at the bride's hair. It glistened in the early afternoon sun. What gave it away, the veil or sash that has bride spelled out in glitter? I joked and stood up to go greet them. "Come on," I told Dottie. She was the manager, and I needed her to come help wrangle the rowdy bunch. If this weekend goes well, we just might have more bridal parties.
"Oh, goody,"
she said with a flat voice. Her sarcasm didn't go unnoticed.
"Giggling and squealing is exactly why I decided to live deep in the woods. I'll go and add some extra wood to their porches."
Henry filled up his thermos and took off the opposite direction of Dottie and me. "You be nice," I warned Dottie. At times, she could pull off a bless your heart in a rude kind of way that would make people do a double take once they registered.